शिवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Canto 11, Chapter 22, Text Number 40. Janmatvatmataya pumsaha sarvabhavena bhurida vishayasu kritim prahur yatha swapna manorathaha janmatvatmataya pumsaha सर्वभावेन भूरिद विषय स्वीकृतिं प्राहुर यथा स्वप्नमरोरथः जन्मत्वात्मतया पुंसः सर्वभावेन भूरिद विषय स्वीकृतिं प्राहुर यथा स्वप्नमनोरथः। Matajis. Janma, birth, tu and Atmataya, by identification with oneself. Pumsaha, of a person. Sarvabhavena, completely. Bhurida, O most charitable. Uddhav, Vishaya, of the body. Svikritim, the acceptance. Prahuhu, is called. Yadha, just as. Swapna, a dream. Manaha, rathaha, or a mental fantasy. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O most charitable Uddhav, what is called birth is simply a person's total identification with a new body. One accepts the new body just as one completely accepts the experience of a dream, or a fantasy as a reality. Purport. Identification with one's material body surpasses the mere affection and attachment one feels for the bodies of relatives or friends. The word sarvabhavena here shows that one totally accepts the material body to be oneself, just as one completely accepts the experience of a dream as real. Mere imagination without practical action is called a daydream. The mental concoction that occurs in a sleeping state is called a dream. Our identification with our own body and our blind acceptance of bodily relationships as permanent constitute a prolonged form of dreaming or fantasy in which one imagines oneself to be separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The term birth, therefore, does not refer to the generation of a new entity, but to the blind acceptance by the spirit soul of a new material body. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. O most charitable Uddhav, what is called birth is simply a person's total identification with a new body. One accepts the new body just as one completely accepts the experience of a dream or a fantasy as reality. So we're reading from the 11th canto, Elements of Material Creation. So... So there is a popular story which is told in this connection of Maharaja Janak, that he was once fast asleep and he was woken up in the middle of the night. Wake up, wake up. Our kingdom is under attack. So Maharaj Janak wakes up, dons his armor, rallies his soldiers, sits on his chariot, and they go to the battlefield, and huge war takes place, and Unfortunately for Janak Maharaj, he was defeated. That was the first defeat he experienced. And utter humiliation, he was captured alive. And the king summoned him and said that, "Now your kingdom is mine. You have been conquered. But you are the king, so I will not kill you, but I will exile you." And so Janak is exiled and moves out to the next kingdom, as moving around, and in his own kingdom people are not giving him any help, because you know it's a treason to give shelter to one who is exiled by the king. So they are afraid that they may be punished. So he didn't get any help. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he goes to the neighboring countries. They are also, they've heard that he's exiled king, so they didn't help him. He sees some poor men on the street waiting for some alms, so he also sits there, picks up a leaf, and he collects some little bit food what is thrown out in alms. So hungry and thirsty. And he's just about to eat when a crow swoons down and topples his leaf plate. And all that he had collected is all down. And he's utter devastated. He's weeping and he's lamenting on the state of affairs that's in his life right now. And he starts wailing loudly, "Oh my God, how unfortunate, oh how unfortunate." And all of a sudden, his queen wakes him up. Says, "Wake up, wake up, Maharaj, wake up, wake up." And he wakes up. "What happened? Why are you screaming?" And then he realizes it was a dream. All that war and all the battles and everything, his defeat and his humiliation, everything was a dream. And he prepares himself for the next day, goes to the court, and all his ministers are approaching him for, you know, signatures and all other official duties. But he's just not focused. He's not able to take his mind off that dream. It was such a horrendous dream, so real. So every minister who came to him, he would ask this question: what is real? Was the dream real? Or was that an illusion? Or this is an illusion? Am I a defeated king who's dreaming that I have a kingdom? Or am I a king who had a dream that I am defeated? What is reality? So all the ministers would come and they would says, "Maharaja, we don't have the capacity to answer this philosophical question." So all the ministers would keep coming and he would just ask the same question: what is the reality? Is the dream a reality, what I saw yesterday night, or this is a reality, or both are illusions? Finally, Ashtavakra Rishi comes there, Muni. He puts this question in front of the Rishi: "Maharaj, you please tell, what is the illusion and what is the reality?" So he made a very sensible argument. He said, "Maharaj, in your dream, did you have the opulence that you have right now?" He said, "No." "Maharaj, right now, do you experience the humiliation that you experienced in the night yesterday?" He said, "No." "So that means the situation that you had in the dream doesn't exist now, and the situation that is existing now does not exist, did not exist in the dream." So yeah, that's it. So that means, conclusion is, neither your dream that you saw yesterday night is a reality, neither this what you are experiencing is a reality. So then what is the reality? He said, were you there in the dream? Could you perceive yourself? Did you have awareness yesterday night? He said, yes, I was conscious. I was experiencing everything. Okay. And now do you experience yourself experiencing this world? He said, yes. So that means you were there yesterday and you are there right now. So therefore you are the reality. The rest everything is an illusion. So therefore, a very important teaching that scriptures give us is that when we open our eyes, it is also a form of a dream actually. And why it is called as a dream or an illusion? Not because this doesn't exist. This world doesn't exist, sun, moon doesn't exist. No. They do exist. However, it is temporary and therefore we call it an illusion. Illusion because we identify ourselves with this body which we are not. And therefore, in the purport, it is explained that the Advaita understanding, explanation of this world is that it actually doesn't exist. Everything is a complete illusion. There is no existence, there is no substantial presence of earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are all just an illusion. Like a, what do you say, artificial reality on the soul doesn't exist. However, the Madhvacharya or our Sampradaya Dvaita philosophy says that no, this actually exists. However, it is temporary and that's why it is an illusion. The illusion because you are misidentifying with yourself. Yes. And therefore, Madhvacharya says, you know, the prapancha philosophy, that the soul is separate from the super soul. That's one thing. The super soul is separate from the prakriti. The souls are separate from the other souls. Soul is separate from prakriti and prakriti is separate from prakriti. These are five philosophies of separatedness. And this world is a reality. That means this world actually exists. So therefore, we can see that here, Uddhav is being given this knowledge. And the basic, you know, these are basic knowledge about the soul. It's appearing in the 11th canto. Krishna speaking to Uddhav. Imagine, Uddhav Gita. It's a point to be noted, when Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, because Bhagavan has spoken, it is Bhagavad Gita. Here Bhagavan is speaking also to Uddhav, but here it is not Bhagavad Gita, it is Uddhav Gita. And also, we can see that Uddhav is none other than Brihaspati incarnate. And in Mahabharata, we see that there are two incarnations of Brihaspati. One as partially as Dronacharya and another as Uddhav. So Acharyas are explaining that why? Because why did Brihaspati take two incarnations? Because when he took the first incarnation as Dronacharya, partial incarnation, he was senior and superior to Krishna in age. And therefore it would not be appropriate for the Lord to give him instructions. You don't give instructions to someone superior to you. So therefore, Brihaspati, in order to get the mercy, the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavat, he actually appeared in an inferior incarnation, a little younger to Krishna, so that Krishna will trust him and treat him just as a disciple. And so therefore, even this great scholar, like Uddhav, one of the great Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, is not an ordinary, I mean, still he is having the patience to sit and hear this basic philosophy of the soul and the body. So here in the purport, it is explained, identification with one's material body surpasses the mere affection and attachment one feels for the bodies of relatives or friends. So, there is a verse in the Niti, is explained. Tyadet kshudhartha janani swaputram. Khadiet kshudhartha bhujagi swamandam. Bhubukshitam kimna karoti papam. क्षीणा जना निष्करुणा भवंती। त्यजेत क्षुधार्ता जननी स्वपुत्र। क्षुधा, दैट मीन्स वेन यू आर हंग्री, एक्सट्रीम हंगर फॉर योर ओन सर्वाइवल, वट विल द मदर डू? द मदर मे अबैंडन हर ओन चाइल्ड। त्यजेत क्षुधार्ता जननी स्वपुत्रम। खाद्येत क्षुधार्ता भुजगी स्वमंडम। वेन हंग्री द सर्पेंट मे ईट इट्स ओन एग्स। We have seen that in lower species, like even the chimps and the primates and cats and dogs, they sometimes eat their young ones. In case they are dead or whatever, if it's too weak, then it may eat its own young ones. So why? Because of hunger, survival.
Bhubukshitam kim na karoti papam.
An empty stomach. Udar upastavegam. That's why the acharyas are explaining. Udar upastavegam. Many times we do not experience extreme hunger, but in an eventuality where we are forced to be in a situation where we don't get food, we have seen that people who have eaten their own, if there was a plane crash of some football team or something, they were going and it crashed on the mountain, some of them died. So they very gratefully and heartbreakingly they buried their loved ones in the snow. And after a few days or weeks, when they had nothing to eat, they dug up their dead ones and they ate their flesh. What to do? You have to survive.
Bhubukshitam kim na karoti papam.
A hungry person, what sin he cannot do? Kshina jana nishkaruna bhavanti. When you're hungry, it can make you a very cruel person. That's why the kitchen team has to be very careful. Especially in yatras and all that. If something goes wrong, then you have to be willing to take the curses. People get angry, is it not? Head becomes hot. So, the scientists had done some kind of experiment I had heard in my initial days of Krishna consciousness, that they took a huge beaker, transparent glass beaker, and they put a monkey along with its baby inside, and they started filling it with water. So when the water level started rising, the monkey, she took the baby and put it and carried her. When the level increased up to her shoulder, mother took the baby and put it on her head. When the water level rose above the head of the monkey, then she took the baby and put it under her feet and stood on the baby. Observe that self-preservation is very critical. So that's the idea, that identification with one's material body surpasses the mere affection and attachment one feels for the bodies of relatives or friends. There was this man who was terminally ill. He was undergoing some kind of treatment and ultimately the doctors gave up and they said, by tomorrow you will be dead. You will not wake up in the morning. You won't see the sunrise tomorrow. It's the last day. Just informing you in advance. So the man decided what to do. He was very sad and upset, depressed, despair. So he told his wife, I just want to keep my head on your lap and we'll just keep talking for the whole night. So they sat down and 8 o'clock they went home and they sat and they started talking. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, the wife started feeling sleepy. So she said, look, I'm feeling sleepy, I'm going to take rest. Husband is shocked. How can you say that? I won't live to see another sunrise, another morning, and you're leaving me? So she said, well, you don't have to wake up in the morning, but I do have to wake up. So please, let me. आपको उठना नहीं है सवेरे, मुझे तो उठना है, मुझे जाने दो. सो भुभुक्षितम किम न करोति पापम क्षीणा जना निष्करुणा भवन्ति. अल्टीमेटली व्हाट कैन यू डू? व्हेन समवन डाइज, पीपल पुट देयर फोटोग्राफ्स ऑन द वॉल एंड पीपल सी ओ, एंड देन वन और टू जनरेशंस डाउन एंड देन दे विल सी व्हाट इज दिस, वी आर फ्राइटेंड ऑफ दिस फोटोग्राफ, टेक इट आउट. That's what happens. Who cares, basically? Ultimately, all people care about is themselves. So therefore, and there have been cases, like there was one lady in America, I heard that Rottier, her name was Tarly Rottier or someone, she was convicted of having killed her two children, 4 and 5 year old kids, Tivon and Demon or something. It was there in the news. And the judge passed the statement that she should be sentenced to death, passed the judgment. But she is denying, no, I didn't kill my own children. And the attorneys are saying that, you know, she's a psychopath. And the reason, what is the motive? Why did she kill her child? There didn't seem to be any motive. The judges are saying, no, actually she saw her own children as encumbrances in her enjoyment. She just felt that they were a burden. They didn't need it. So, just a few days after the death of the children, she was seen, you know, celebrating the birthday of the children, you know, very, absolutely no despair on her face that she has lost her children. No attachment whatsoever. So there are so many such cases. And it's the truth actually. Identification with one's material body surpasses the mere affection and attachment one feels for the bodies of relatives or friends. So the word sarvabhavena here shows that one totally accepts the material body to be oneself, just as one completely accepts the experience of a dream as real. Mere imagination without practical action is called daydream. Mental concoction that occurs in a sleeping state is called a dream. And our identification with our own body and our blind acceptance of bodily relationship as permanent constitute a prolonged form of dreaming or fantasy in which one imagines oneself to be separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, the very important principle that we forget is, who are we? When we realize that, okay, I am the reality, I exist. So therefore, everything may be an illusion, but I do exist. And all kind of attachments are arising because of this illusion of the jnana, and which is the goal of all sadhana, is to understand who I am. Not just theoretically, but actually to experience it. And therefore, you know, why we call identification of the body an illusion? Because the body continuously is changing. As a small child, he had certain duties. When he grows up, he becomes a family man. He has certain duties. As a child, he had duties towards his parents, towards his teachers. Now as a family man, he has duties towards his children, towards his boss if he's working, or towards his employees if he's employing people as a businessman. Then when he grows, he becomes a grandfather, he has certain duties. So at every stage of life, he has his duties, which are changing because they are based on the body. But what does not change is the duties of the soul. And therefore the scriptures say that there are two kinds of duties. One is naimittika and nitya karma. Naimittika karma are, sometimes you undertake certain projects which are not permanent, which change. And there are certain things which are nitya karma, which never change. And therefore, that nitya karma, which is the karma of the soul, is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, the Vedas say that no matter what walk of life you are in, no matter which ashram you are in, it's everyone's duty. If you wake up in the morning, you should remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should worship the Lord. You should chant around. You should follow the principles. You know, you should take association of devotees. This is the nitya karma, which will help us understand who we are. And because we have forgotten, and the material world is, you know, as soon as we are born, we are told who we are. Parents give us a name, then we go to school, then we get a degree, we go to college, we get a degree, then they say, okay, you are an engineer, okay, you are a doctor, or you are a PhD, you are a, you know, falana dimka, so many things. And we go on adding those things besides our name. But it's all an illusion. More the titles, more the illusion, because we are none of them. You know, there's an anecdote of two friends who met after a long time in the friend's house. So the friend, they were exchanging pleasantries, and after some time, the friend asked him, "You know, I observed that in school you were not very good at studies. How come now you have studied so much and you have gained so many titles? So what? Outside your door I saw you have put up all these big qualifications. BA, MA, LLMP, TDM, and I don't know what are these things. When did you study? When did you graduate and get all these degrees? Impressive." So he said, "It's not what you think actually. You're my friend, that's why I'm telling you, it's not what you think." "So what do you mean?" "I mean to say, it's not what you think, BA, MA and LLMP, it's not. What do you think is BA? So you're thinking BA is Bachelor of Arts, is it not? But that's not what it is. That's not what I intend. So what is it?" "You know, last year my wife passed away, so I was bachelor. I became bachelor, so BA means bachelor again. This year I got married, so MA, married again. What is LLMP? You said that you saw me struggle to pass my 10th standard exam, metric exam. So therefore LLMP, latak latak ke metric pass. Really? Oh my God. And then what is this TDM? Now I'm working as a truck driver of Mahindra. So TDM, truck driver, Mahindra. That is it. So why are you putting this board then? You are cheating the people." "So what cheating? My door, my house, my board, I spent for the board. And what people think is their business. Who's going to stop me? As long as people are impressed, people don't even care to ask. You are the first person who asked me what it means actually. So I'm telling you, rest people are impressed. So why not cash in on that benefit?" You know, when I was in Khargar base, I was out on the veranda and there was a huge marriage going on. Huge marriage. And I had not attended a marriage since the last 20 years. So I just thought, inquisitive, you know, just to see what it is. So I was just standing there. And so one guy just came, he took the mic and he, you know, spoke this anecdote. So I was amazed. So then I just used it now in Bhagavatam class, basically. A very interesting and actually thought-provoking anecdote where we go on adding these titles, but actually none of it is the truth. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna tells in the Gita what is our real identity. Naham vipro, nacha narapati, na piveshu, na shudro, naham marani, nacha grahapatir, no vanastho, yatirva, kimtu prodhyan nikhala paramananda purnamritabdher gopi bhartuhu padakamalayor das das anudasaha. So our real qualification is that we are the part and parcel of Krishna. We are the family members of Krishna. Mamaiv amsha jiva loke. That you are all actually my family. But we have forgotten that. What is that? Gopi bhartuhu padakamalayor das 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 anudas. We are meant to serve. That is our function. Who are we? We are the family members of Krishna. And what are we meant to do? We are meant to serve Krishna. But unfortunately, we have forgotten that reality. We have forgotten, we have become estranged from Krishna and we have made up our own family life. And therefore, here it is explained that our identification with our own body and our blind acceptance of bodily relationship as permanent constitute a prolonged form of dreaming or fantasy in which one imagines oneself to be separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this kind of illusion because of bodily. Because when we identify with the body, then we accept something as a family. When we identify as a soul, then we can accept Krishna and the association of devotees as a family. So it's all about family life. It's not about giving up family life. And it's difficult. Who wants to give a family life? Dinabandhu Prabhu was saying once in Vrindavan, many years ago, that people tell us, you know, you Indians, many Indians tell us, we Westerners, that you people are so renounced, you give up family, you join Srila Prabhupada and you know, you have done all these things and you're chanting Hare Krishna. But I was thinking in my mind that we, in any case, we never lived in a family. We never lived with a father or mother and things like that. So our, in one sense, our renunciation is not so great. And he was saying that in, when I look at you people, because, you know, in, especially in India, there's very strong bond, family bond. Cha-cha, fufa, fufi. Even if you see the relationship, names for each and every relationship is a fufa, fufi, cha-cha, mama, mami, kaka, kaki and all that. Even in the English language, you do not find so many. Just auntie, uncle, that's all. So it is an extended family, very, very broad, a great attachment, everyone. Even at the age of 40, 45, mother will sit you down and, you know, if she had the means, she would even feed you, probably. You know, that's a typical family. So much attachment. So Dinabandhu Prabhu was saying, in one sense, your detachment is greater. When I see that you people are joining, giving up family, you know, we never had a family in the first place. Anyway, that was his humility, of course. It's not ordinary to be a Krishna devotee, and if anyone is a Krishna devotee, he's certainly exceptional and something very, very blessed situation. But it was, he was speaking out of his humility. So therefore, the idea is not to give up family. In fact, one can make one's family Krishna conscious. If all the members of the family are devotees, then there is no need to give it up. Everyone is serving Krishna. Then what is the need to give up that family? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when I come home and I see all my children sitting together and doing Harikirtan, Bhajan, it's like Vaikuntha here. What is the need for taking sannyas? It's so difficult and Mahaprabhu never recommends it. Sthane sthitah shruti gatam tanuvan vanobhyat. Stay where you are and just chant Hare Krishna. Make all your family members devotees and just remind each other of your duties. Someone is facing out, you make, okay, get up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna. You know, do follow the principles. Keep an eye on each other. That's how it is. And that's how the Pandavas were, as opposed to someone else who was like Pondrak or, you know, all those people. Even Pondrak was son of Vasudev. Why was Pondrak against Krishna? Because he wanted the title, I am Vasudev. Because Vasudev was married, you know the story. Pondrak identified himself as Krishna. That was his illusion. And why was that illusion born? Out of his hatred for Krishna. Why? Because he felt that his mother was slighted by Vasudev. Because Vasudev was married to Devaki and he was also married to Devaki's six sisters. But before he married Devaki, he married Rohini. He was also married to the two queens of Kashi and Karavir. So, Pondrak Vasudev. Pondrak was born from the wife of the king of Kashi. And so therefore he was also Vasudev. And Shrigal Vasudev was born of the queen of Karavir. So both were the sons of Vasudev. That means they were the brothers of Krishna. But Vasudev never met his two other wives after he married Devaki. So therefore, and also they were given an adoption to the father, because there is an arrangement like if the daughter's son is my son, like that. So in that arrangement, Vasudev gave those two sons to those particular kings and they were adopted like that. But the sons felt that their mothers were neglected and therefore they felt a sense of enmity for Krishna. And they said that we are Vasudev. Why are you Vasudev? And in that enmity, he became so obsessed that he started thinking that he is Krishna and Vishnu, basically. And he put artificial arms and so on and so forth. You know that. So his enmity is not without a reason. So therefore he estranged himself from the family of Krishna. But on the other hand, we see that the Pandavas, like there's a nice story of when Yudhishthir was ruling, was a king, emperor. And one Brahmin comes to the to him and says that, you know, I'm trying to conduct this huge yajna and I want some financial assistance, so please help me. So Yudhishthira says it will take some time to figure out how much you need and what are the requirements, whether your requirements are legitimate and all. So give me some time, I'll get back to you. Tomorrow we will check this matter. I'll meet you tomorrow, we'll settle it. So Yudhishthira Maharaj takes a break and so this Brahmin was in a rush. So he couldn't wait. So then he goes to Bhima and he tells Bhima, I am in a hurry, I want immediate financial assistance, you please make arrangements. Bhim immediately he took out his gold blank bracelet or some ring or something, very expensive, and gives it to him, settle it here, take care of your yajna, settles that matter immediately. So that night, Bhim, he's playing the drum. Late in the night, he's playing the drum loudly. So Yudhishthira from his palace is hearing, what is Bhim doing? Why is he playing this drum? So he goes to his room and he says, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Alright. In the middle of the night you're banging the drum. What's it? What are you trying to say? So he says, "Actually, my dear brother, I'm just rejoicing. I'm just rejoicing actually. So why? Because I'm rejoicing because of the fact that I know that you are going to live till tomorrow. You're going to live to see another day, and that's a guarantee. So how do you know that's a guarantee? We have no guarantee for the life. You gave the guarantee. When did I give the guarantee? When that man came to ask for help, you said that, you know, come tomorrow. What do you mean when you come by coming tomorrow? That means you're assured that you're going to live till tomorrow. And Yudhishthira realized, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't postpone my royal duties. Should be done immediately. Even Krishna says, Dirgha Sutri, we should not become Dirgha Sutri, postponing. What has to be done? It has to be done immediately. Dirgha Sutris are the people who are in the mode of ignorance. Like you go to any government, you know, some kind. Those were the days when, you know, the government, had to do something in the government offices, want to get anything done, it would take such a long time. Just postponing. Ultimately, you lose patience. Forget it, and then you give some bribe and then you get it done fast. So basically Dirgha Sutri in the mode of ignorance. So Yudhishthira realized I should not postpone, and he says, thank you Bhima for giving me this advice. So you know, that was the family of Pandavas, basically reminding each other of their duties to Krishna. So if the family is Krishna conscious, then there is no need to give up the family. The family members can be soul mates, soul buddies, or whatever you may call them. And all of me rejoice in the spiritual world. And what is the proof? The proof is in the Bhagavatam. When Dhruva Maharaj, he attained the Vaikuntha, attained liberation. When the Vaikuntha Viman had arrived to take him, he put foot on death personified and put his next step on the Vaikuntha Viman. Taduttana padah putro dadarshantakamagatam mrityur murdhni padam datva arurohad adbhutam graham. He put his foot on the Vaikuntha Viman. But while he is ascending to the spiritual world, he is thinking, I am going alone. What about my mother? She was my guru. You know, she inspired me in spiritual life. She showed me the direction. How can I leave her alone? And the moment he thought like that, the Vishnu Dutas told Dhruv, don't worry. Look there. And he sees that there is another Vaikuntha Viman going to Vaikuntha with his mother on board. So therefore, there is no need to leave the family if all your family members are having the same priorities, spiritual priorities. We can see in Srila Prabhupada's family, that his father, Prabhupada used to say that when I would wake up to the ringing of the bells that his father would use to worship Radha, Madhav. That's how he was trained. His father never wanted him to be a worldly man. His father wanted him to become a devotee of Radharani. Those were the priorities of his father. But however, his children never became devotees, unfortunately. Therefore, in one of the realizations of Prabhupada's children, I think he was speaking to some Prabhupada disciple, the son of Prabhupada, he was saying that, my father was a devotee, but I turned out to be a demon. your fathers were demons like Hiranyakashipu, but your people turned out like Prahlads. So, of course, we have to strive to bring everyone to the fold of Krishna consciousness. And then there is no need to leave that family. That is the idea. So what is the process? The process is to take certain things seriously in our life. And what is that? What we chant daily. Mahaprasade Govinde Namo Brahmani Vaishnavi Swalpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishwas One Varajayate. So what is the meaning of that? Mahaprasad Govind Nam Brahmani Vaishnav. These four things are very important. But we will not realize the importance of these things. Swalpa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishwas Naiva Jayate. O king, people who do not have bhakti or people who do not have punya, do not have some form of mercy, they will always underestimate the power of Mahaprasad, shelter of Govind, the holy names and association of devotees. Swalpa punya vatam rajan vishwas naiva jayate. They will not have faith. They cannot understand the importance. Kya hai jab dev aap log Hare Krishna Krishna karte rahe. They cannot. Like, you know, in one program in Taloja, I was doing a program there. Around 70, 80 people, 100 people attend. So there is a man who was sitting at the back. He's from Prayag. He stays very close to Prayag Sangam. So after the lecture, I get bugged when there are people, you know, children running around and there's disturbances and all. So I just, you know, I get angry and I scold them. I sit quiet, don't disturb the satsang. So like I kind of get bugged. So then I chastised one child was running around. I told the parents, why don't you take care of a kid? You know, it's just causing a disturbance here. So one man, he was seeing that. And at the end of the program, he's telling me, Are Prabhuji, aapne sahi kiya. Ab thokna chahiye. Sach mein, ye logon ko koi discipline nahi hai. People don't have any discipline. They have no sense. You should be strict, actually. And then he's telling, aur sach batao, ye jo prasad vishad ki jo vyavastha karte hai na, ab ye sab phaltu ki cheez hai. सच में बता रहा हूँ, मतलब ये लोग सब आते हैं ना खाने के लिए आते हैं, उनको सब प्रसाद चाहिए और कुछ नहीं, कथा वथा में कोई रुचि नहीं है इन लोगों को. लाइक डोंट कीप ऑल दिस प्रसाद एंड ऑल, बिकॉज अल्टीमेटली पीपल ओनली कमिंग फॉर फूड, दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन योर टॉक्स. सो देन आई टोल्ड मे बी दैट इज द केस, बट नाउ व्हाट आर वी डूइंग, आई एक्सप्लेन दैट ठीक है, हो सकता है पीपल आर कमिंग फॉर प्रसाद, बट देन आई सेड दैट व्हाट इज द गीता सेइंग 17th चैप्टर. What is the 17th chapter, 15th verse or something like that, 18th or something like that. He says, Vidihinam ashrishtannam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahitam yagyam tamasam parichakshate. I said, that when you are doing a yagya, now what we are doing here is a jnana yagya, we are distributing knowledge. So, Vidihinam ashrishtannam, which means that without distribution of prasad, or mantra hiram adakshinam, without chanting of mantras, adakshinam, if we are not giving charity to the Brahmins, to the Vaishnavs, shraddha virahitam, you have no faith in the process, so you are simply sitting. Tat tamasam parichakshate, that is what? Yajna in the mode of ignorance. So I said, look, we are doing it in the mode of goodness, and therefore distribution of prasad is very important, and therefore whatever reasons people come, that's not our concern. It is our sacred duty. Our Acharya has told us that prasad should be distributed. And not just prasad, the best prasad should be distributed. That is ISKCON standard. You know, in our family, they don't so much part of ISKCON. But one thing, if I tell them that let's go and have prasad, they will say, yes. Prasad, ISKCON ka prasad. Like Jew, like stay in Jew house. They say, how halwa they give, so much of ghee. You know, how much ghee you ISKCON people use? Everything you all make in ghee? At home where they use ghee, hardly any ghee, no oil or nothing, you know, whatever. So much of opulence. So therefore I said, this is our thing. So then he was very satisfied, and next time he came and he made it sure that he will have prasad. So therefore,
महाप्रसादे गोविंदे नाम ब्रह्मणि वैष्णवे स्वल्प पुण्य वतम राजन विश्वास होने व्रजायते. सो दोज हु हैव सम मर्सी, इफ अ पर्सन हैज गॉट इंटरेस्ट टू कम टू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटीज, इफ ही लाइक्स टू ऑनर प्रसाद, इफ ही लाइक्स टू चैंट द होली नेम्स, इफ ही लाइक्स द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज, देन इट इज फॉर श्योर दैट ही हैज रिसीव्ड द मर्सी ऑफ अ डिवोटी. अदरवाइज इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. सम इंस्पिरेशन इज देयर विच हैज अट्रैक्टेड हिम टू कृष्णा. विश्वास नहीं बजाय शरीरा अविद्या जाल. सो वॉट इज द शरीर? इट इज अविद्या जाल, इट इज द नेट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. जड़े इंद्रिय ताहे काल, एंड द सोल्स एनिमीज आर वॉट? इट्स ओन सेंसेस, मटीरियल सेंसेस. जड़े इंद्रिय ताहे काल, इट हैज बिकम हिज काल, हिज डेथ एक्चुअली. वाई? बिकॉज जीवे फैले विषय सागरे, बिकॉज इट हैज डम्प्ड कास्ट दिस जीवा इन टू एन ओशन विषय सागरे विथ ऑफ एवरी सेंस. देर आर सो मेनी वेराइटीज फॉर एंजॉयमेंट. सी ओपन अ मोबाइल फोन, देर आर सो मेनी ट्विटर, देर इज फेसबुक एंड देर स्नैपचैट एंड देर यूट्यूब एंड आई मीन यू कैन कीप योर सेल्फ बिजी जस्ट ऑन अ फोन, इज इट नॉट? Just that's just for the eyes and the ears, and just imagine for the nose and for the tongue and everything. How many? Jive phele vishaya sagare tar madhe jiva, and in the midst of all is what? The tongue. Ati lobhumoye ati durmati, and it is the most greedy and it is the most durmati, highly unintelligent, crooked. That's why they said that even when you grow old, you get wrinkles on your skin, but the tongue is never wrinkled. It's always young, tarotaja. That is the last sense to be controlled, is the tongue. Tar madhe jivati lobhum ati lobhumoy ati durmati take jeta kadhina samsare. In order to win over jeta kadhina samsare, this very difficult sansar, cycle, ocean of death, कृष्ण बड़ा दयामय, द लॉर्ड इज सो मर्सीफुल. सो प्रसाद अन्न दिलो, बाय हिज ओन मर्सी ही हैज गिवन अस इन द फॉर्म ऑफ महाप्रसाद. प्रसाद अन्न दिलो, बाय सही अन्नमृत पाओ. दिस इज नॉट जस्ट अन्न, अन्नामृत, अमृत, दैट विच विल गिव यू फ्रीडम फ्रॉम मृत, फ्रॉम डेथ. अन्नमृत पाओ, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ, प्रेमे डाको श्री चैतन्य नेता, जय निमा जय नेता. So many times we chant this verse, but we are not so conscious. But if we are conscious, then we'll be able to take these things, principles, very seriously. So that is the process of chanting and hearing Naam, Smaran and Katha Shravan. And by doing that, we can come out of this illusion with the misidentification and be reinstated in the constitutional position of being the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande.